Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Let's talk to Craig Earlham. He's a senior market analyst at Oanda. Very good morning to you, young Craig.
Good morning.
Right, let's talk about the US of A. I know you sent the slide in for dollar yen. We've had Mr. Trump talk. Okay, the markets, we've had this pullback. We've got a change of focus in terms of the Federal Reserve, the ownership of it. We've got this uncertainty about the interest rate cycle. Will it be quicker because of the inflation on the back of the taxation? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think the US economy, first and foremost, is strong. Whether you want to attribute that to the changes which Trump's put in place since his inauguration, or whether you want to put that in terms of the general cycle which we're putting in, it's borderline irrelevant. I'm sure there's probably components of both which have contributed to the stronger growth figures. So ultimately, when we're looking at like the rate cycle, you would expect it to start to pick up. But what the Fed's done over the last couple of years is it's given itself a stage in which it doesn't need to pick things up too fast because it's been raising rates when others have been criticising it for doing so, when the economy is only just been getting back on its footing. So unlike other central banks, we're looking at the Federal Reserve and their interest rates are much higher. So they can afford now to be a little bit more patient, not put the foot on the brake too fast and risk cutting off the growth which is now being generated, the quality jobs which are being created. And luckily for them as well, inflation isn't out of hand. It's actually below target. So that gives them room to manoeuvre on this sense. What this means really from a US dollar for perspective is that other central banks are probably going to have to do more now over the next few years than the Federal Reserve is likely to do. And that's why we're seeing the dollar being falling out of favour, because people are looking at the European Central Bank, the Bank of England, the Bank of Japan even, maybe in the longer term, and saying these are probably going to be a bit more active than the Federal Reserve is going to need to be, even if the US economy is effectively leading the way and booming in comparison to the others.
Right. OK, well, let's take a look at the actual dollar-yen chart. This is a daily candlestick.
Yes.
Okay, and we've heard commentators talk about this 110 level being a key support level, and we're trading below it. What's your take on that?
Well, I think you can see here, this is effectively the last year. So you can see here that the dollar against the yen has really been range-bound, it's been choppy. Now, we're looking at a broad range, we're looking around 108 through 114, but yep. You can see that these are very clear peaks and troughs. In this particular pair, 110, 111 in the middle was seen as this kind of intermediary point. You can see here, on numerous occasions, we came back to these levels, and they tend to be pretty indicative of where we were trading, whether we were heading back to the lows or the highs. And you can see it was very responsive. Most recently, only about a few weeks ago, we came back towards the 110, 111 zone. We had a little bit of a dead cat bounce, and then we're back at 108. But we're looking at this now, and the dollar is much weaker than it seems to have been previously. You see, previously the rallies have been much stronger than the declines. Whereas you look at the recent decline and it seems to be a little sharper, that may potentially suggest that we're possibly going to see a breakout of this range. And that's what I'm keeping a very close eye on now, because ultimately the dollar is out of favour and this decline has been unlike the previous. It looks as though it's been far sharper and therefore maybe far more bearish in terms of what traders are looking at.
So in terms of trading the range, if it breaks the bottom of the range, where would you expect this to go?
Well, I think immediately we're looking at around the 105 to 106 levels. You can't see it on this chart, but if I brought years back, then you wouldn't be able to see anything. So this 107.50 may be a little bit of a tick, a little bit of a level. But really, broadly speaking, we're looking around the 108s to 108.50s where we've seen strong support. So 108, 107.50 may provide some support. It has in the past. But I think a breakthrough 108 could be a strong bearish signal, at which point I think 105s, 106s could be more realistic.
Okay. Craig, brilliant stuff. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.